Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM. Alison Curtis with you. Let's go back in time. Back to the 80s and talk about pure indulgent desserts that we can make with friend of the show, Shane Smith. How are you, Shane?
Alison, how are you? Are you well?
I am going to go home and make this 7-Up cake. But first of all, that's the origins of, I love this, Shane, bubbly drinks, fizzy drinks in bakes. This was totally, this blew my mind yesterday when I saw this.
Well, that's probably a good thing, because we're showing our age if we know too much about this, if we're going too far back to the 80s. But this is definitely, I would love to say that I came up with this, but I didn't. This originated in America, probably, I'd say, back in the 50s or so, especially in the southern kind of states. So
Right. There
were certain ingredients that maybe people couldn't get their hands on, so especially baking powder and bread soda. So adding fizzy drinks to your bakes would actually act as a leavening agent, which means it would just help your sponge rise a little bit better. It would just make it a little bit airy. So not only for flavor and for browning and even preserving, it was mostly kind of used to help your cakes rise. So that's
right.
Where the idea actually originated from.
I honestly, when you were making this yesterday on your account on Instagram, I was like, I would never in a million years have thought of this. So there's a history to it.
There is. And like, not being smart, growing up in our house at home, when you fell off a bike or you had a pain in your head, you're always handed a glass of flat 7-Up. So that's always what I think of when I was growing up with 7-Up. It cured everything. But I never thought about it in baking, but it definitely is back in the day. And it's making a little bit of a revival, I think. It's a fun way to try something new out in the kitchen.
But Shane, isn't it interesting how like things come out of necessity in that, you know, when there was a fall in economics around the country and certain products were no longer available and people substituted, and that's purely like where something brilliant can come from.
100%. And some of, I suppose, history's best recipes have come from simple swaps by adding something in. If somebody didn't have something and they added something else in, whether if there wasn't egg, adding in like cooked bananas or mashed bananas or cooked apples. And that way then it just changes the recipe somewhat and can even better the recipe. So again, it's also, and I know myself, sometimes you go to reach for something in the house at home and you'll be like, oh, sugar, I don't have this.
Yeah.
And you try to substitute something else in. So I always say that about baking. I know it is quite a science itself, but if you don't have something, I wouldn't be put off by that. So reach for something, and if all comes to all, just look in the press, and if you can, 7-Up, throw a bit of that in. What's the worst that can happen?
It's going to be delicious. So a 7-Up loaf cake, and it bakes for about 45 minutes, and it's the typical ingredients of like butter, sugar, the eggs, a lemon and lime zest, flour, baking powder, and then the 7-Up is what makes it.
Yeah, so basically, if you've ever made a lemon drizzle cake before at home, which I think is quite a signature bake for a lot of people, it's taking a lemon drizzle cake and then using, I suppose, the 7-Up to add it to the batter, but also to soak the cake in after it comes out, because just like you would with a lemon drizzle cake, you'd soak it with like a lemon syrup when it comes out of the oven. So again, by using the 7-Up, by putting it into the cake, adds a little bit of lightness to it. Now, in the recipe that we're sharing, there is a little bit of raising agent in there, because an American-style kind of pan cake, as they call it, would be quite heavy. It's a very rich, dense cake. So again, by adding in just a little bit of baking powder, you can lighten the cake a little bit more. But by soaking it afterwards with the 7-Up, just gives it that lovely, again, that sweetness and that lovely little hint of lemon and lime as well.
And Shane, what about this idea as well? Like when you're going to bake something, just do it indulgent, like just pure delight, like no chia seeds in sight kind of thing. Like just go for it and use those ingredients instead of swapping out healthy items perhaps. Like just go for it, like, and enjoy it.
100%. I always say this because I would lean to the sweeter side of things in life, but I would always say everything in moderation. I think that, you know, if you're going to have an apple tart every day, well, that's maybe a bit too much. But if you're going to bake something at the weekend, or like I would, but but if you're going to bake something, yeah, like I suppose as a classically trained chef, when it comes to pastry, we always cooked it with butter. You know, it was butter and cream. And again, that you're adding those amazing like Irish butter, Irish eggs, Irish cream, those flavors that go into your bakes. If you start off with really good ingredients, chances are you're going to end up with a really good dessert. And if you do overcook it in the oven, I always say a little dusting of icing sugar covers a multitude of bins.
And what about this one that you did recently as well, for speaking about retro and 80s nostalgic baking, the chocolate digestive biscuit cake as well?
Exactly. And that's just, I think when you look at comfort food, I always remember like being in my granny's house, and she used to make these delicious little jam tarts and all of these like very simple but very nostalgic bakes. So yeah, I shared a chocolate digestive biscuit recipe online, and people absolutely loved it, because again, I think people associate it with maybe something that you pick up in the shop, but you can actually show people you can make this at home with a handful of ingredients, a little bit of sugar, a bit of golden syrup, a bit of flour. You can make these lovely biscuits that you would associate from yonder years, I suppose, from we were growing up, that you actually can make them at at home, and they're just really, really delicious. And again, coming into this time of year, if you're, I always say this, coming up to the festive season, it's lovely to gift somebody something that is homemade and baked as well. It's a lovely touch.
And you know, we had a wonderful, wonderful woman in our lives. Sally passed away, Aunt Kathy. Her name is Aunt Kathy. Kathy, my dad's younger sister. And at this time of year, she always used to make these, and we lost the recipe for a few years and we got really upset, but we only found it last year. And they're like strawberry, dissected coconut, strawberry, like a red food dye, but strawberry flavor, and little green plastic stems. And she did them with oranges as well. And we always associate those with Christmas time.
Oh my God, they sound amazing.
And we were so upset. Like, it was just sugar, dissected coconut. I can't remember exactly, but they're in the shape of the strawberry, mini strawberry oranges. But we were so upset by losing that recipe for a few years, and we've found it since.
I think you associate, and just like any, you always think of any special occasion, whether it's a birthday or a family gathering, it's always surrounded by food, you know, and it's a real celebration. I think you definitely do think of certain items and associate that with certain people. So yeah, it's lovely when you have those recipes and hold on to them. So I'm delighted you got that back.
And Shane, before I let you go as well, I'm absolutely, as I am every year, hooked to Great British Bake Off, and I'm assuming you are as well.
I haven't caught up yet now. I'm going to have to. It's on the list of ever-growing things I need to catch up on. But I know that you always keep me in the loop, which is always the main thing.
It's just so good this year. Do you know what this year, I think, is the spiciest yet? And there's so many fun moments. And they're all, like, each year they get so much better. And this year there's a guy called Dylan who's really young. Like, he's only 26 or something. And I think he might win it. But his bakes are so creative and so scientific. You will love it.
I suppose I spent years, and I've spent 20-something years being a pastry chef and cooking and stuff. And then when I look at these people and I call themselves amateur bakers, I'm like, there's nothing amateur about this. And then I start questioning my own life and I'm like, what am I doing?
Existence.
So maybe it's probably best that I don't watch it.
My very existence. Shane, give us your handles.
For all my social media, it's Chef Shane Smith on Instagram and all that, and sharing plenty of recipes. So pop on over and say hello.
And great. And I'll share that 7-Up cake as well online.
Amazing.
Now. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye.
Pleasure.
Bye. Bye.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today.